Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And I travel all over the world. I'm everywhere. Yes? You might ask, how can you be everywhere? Because I am a concept. And I am a concept that is everywhere. And I'm a concept that sits on the bedside table of children everywhere. And every child who wants to play the game and enter into enjoying my presence, they will see me and they will talk to me and I will talk to them. Well, last night I was in a little house and I was sitting there by the side of the bed, and this young man was in bed and he was saying, I'm not too happy. And I said to him, well, Joseph, why aren't you too happy? He said, well, I'm old enough now, and I shouldn't wet the bed anymore, but I still wet the bed. And I said, Joseph, why do you think you wet the bed? I don't know. I don't know. Every time I wet the bed, I wake up, and I'm so frightened, and I'm so fearful, and I'm so unhappy. I said, Joseph, do you think that you might wet the bed because you have fearful dreams, you have fearful thoughts? I don't know, Mr. Candle, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't want to wet the bed. I'm old enough, I shouldn't wet the bed anymore. Well, Joseph, number one, let's not worry about wetting the bed, okay? That's perfectly okay. And if you do it, that's fine. If you don't do it, that's fine. But who cares, okay? The bed can always be washed. The bedclothes can always be cleaned up. There's no big deal, okay? So let's not worry about that. Now, Joseph, what do you do before you go to bed? Well, I watch television for a while. Well, Joseph, what do you watch on television? Well, when Mom and Dad aren't looking, I watch some of these mystery shows. Oh, I see. And what else do you watch? Oh, sometimes I watch these shows of these horror shows and these violent shows. Well, isn't that wonderful, Joseph? I'm not sure, Mr. Candle. My friends all watch them, and they tell me all about them the next day when we get together. And so I feel I have to watch them, otherwise I'm sort of a nothing. I'm a nerd. I'm not doing what my friends are doing. Well, Joseph, why do you think that your friends watch these violent television shows? I don't know. Joseph, what happens when you are happy? Well, I have a happy face. And what happens when you're sad? I have a sad face. And Joseph, what happens when you are troubled? Well, I get all sort of tied up in a knot inside. Yeah? And what happens when you're all tied up with a knot inside? Well, I don't feel good, and my stomach hurts, and I just don't feel good at all. And then when you go to sleep, what happens? Then I have terrible dreams. I have nightmare dreams. I have dreams about people hurting each other. I have dreams about falling, and I can't stop. And I have dreams about all sorts of things. And then when I'm done falling, I wake up in a wet bed. And, Mr. Candle, I don't like that. Well, Joseph, nobody really likes that. But let's think about what do you like. Now, Joseph, if I tell you a happy story, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to be happy. If I tell you a sad story, what are you going to do? I'll be sad. And if I tell you an angry, hurtful story, what are you going to do? I'm going to be angry and hurtful. Now, Joseph, whatever you put in your mind before you go to sleep, that's what you're going to dream about. I know, Mr. Campbell, that's what I dream about. I dream about those shows that I watch on television. I dream about those shows that I'm not supposed to watch, that Mommy told me not to watch. Every time I hear Mommy coming, I press the button, I turn the set off, and Mommy goes over and feels it, and she says, it's still warm. You've been watching it, haven't you? And I say, yes, Mommy. Now, Joseph, you know better than that. And so, Mommy goes out of the room. I turn it on again. Joseph, why do you turn it on again when you know your mommy doesn't want you to do it? Well, I like to get away with something. Well, Joseph, what are you getting away with? I don't know. But Mommy said no, and I'm saying yes. Joseph, that's not a very nice laugh. Well, I got away with something. Yes, and you paid the price, didn't you? What do you mean? You had unhappy dreams. You mean, really, all my unhappy dreams come because I watch these things on television? Well, I wouldn't say all of them, but I say most of them. They come because you watch whatever you're looking at. That's what you are. You have happy thoughts in your mind, and then you have happy experiences. You have unhappy thoughts in your mind, and then you have unhappy experiences. But Mr. Cattle, I don't want to wet the bed. Okay already. Now, Joseph, I'll be back again tomorrow night. But now tonight, when you go to bed, you say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm a nice guy, I like me. I'm a happy guy, I like me, I like me. Just say that, okay, Joseph? Well, why, Mr. Gandalf? Well, because I asked you. And how many times does the candle ask you to do things? Well, Mr. Candle. Yeah, how many times does the candle ask you to do things? Well, not very often. Well, will you do it? For you, Mr. Candle, anything. You tell me anything, Mr. Candle, and I'll do anything. Now, Joseph, don't get so out of whack about this now. Just be gentle. All right. Now, just say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Breathe deep and let it all out, relax and say, I like me, and then keep saying it until you fall asleep. Now, I'm going to be back tomorrow night, and we'll check and see how your dream went tonight, okay? Okay, Mr. Cattle, I'll see you. Well, the next night I went back to Joseph's house, as I go back to all the boys and girls' house. And Joseph was sitting there in bed, with a big smile on his face. And I said, well, Joseph, are you ready for bed? Yes, Mr. Candle, I am. Where were you? I was talking to you a few minutes ago. You weren't here. Well, I was on my way. I thought you were always here. I am always there. Whenever you want me, I'm always there. Night or day, no matter, I always find a way. You just say it, and I'll be there for you. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's wonderful. Now, Joseph, how was your bedtime last night? Oh, Mr. Candle, I was dry as could be. Well, Joseph, how wonderful. What did you think of yourself? I was proud. And when Mommy came in this morning and she had separate pairs of sheets and bedpan ready to change the bed, and I got out of bed. She says, Joseph, your bed is dry. Joseph, I'm so proud of you. And I said, thank you, Mommy. I'm proud of me, too. Well, what happened, Joseph, that you had a dry bed last night? Well, Mr. Candle, like you said, before I went to sleep, I said, I like me, 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 I like me. And I giggled to myself and I said, I really like me. And I said, I'm a nice guy, I like me. And I kept saying, I like me, and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, it was morning. It was time to get up, it was morning. And I crawled out of bed and my PJs weren't wet. And my bedclothes were not wet. Oh, everything was so wonderful, Mr. Candle. This is the first time in such a long time. Oh, Mr. Candle, I felt that when Mommy came in ready to change the bed and there was nothing to change, I was so proud. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did you tell your Mommy who told you? Yes, I did. And she says, well, that's a nice Mr. Candle that I should say thank you for her. So, Mr. Candle, I say thank you for my Mommy and I say thank you for me. And Mr. Candle, you're wonderful. Well, Joseph, You're wonderful. I can tell people all sorts of wonderful things, but if they don't put it in practice, they don't get the benefit. And if they put it in practice, wonderful things happen. And Joseph, you're one of those wonderful things. I love you. Okay, Joseph, Mr. Sandman's coming now. He's got his pixie dust. He's got his pricking it all over you. And, of course, you don't need it because you're going to say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and have happy, happy, happy dreams and a wonderful sleep. Joseph, I love you. And boys and girls everywhere, I'll be back and see you again soon. I love you. I love you. I love you.